The visit from Mother Wessels and her family. The visit of members of the Wessels family of South Africa in late December brought joy to Ellen White's heart. There were Mother Wessels, with whom she had had some correspondence, two sons, Daniel and Andrew, ages 16 and 14, and her daughter Annie, along with Annie's husband, Harmon Lindsay, and their four-month-old, 7WCW, pages 105, 106. The family were on a one-year around-the-world trip, time to give opportunity to attend the 1895 General Conference session to be held in Battle Creek. The women in the White home were in the midst of canning when Mother Wessels and the family reached Norfolk Villa. Writing of their entertainment, Ellen White declared, "I am glad that I can present the party from Africa plenty of fruit, and plenty of good vegetables fresh from the gardens. It was our good fortune," wrote W.C. White, "that Mother had a large house, so that we could entertain them all, and we enjoyed the visit immensely."
7WCW, p. 98.
Ellen White noted, "They are very social and enjoy company very much." After spending a few days in the White home, they were persuaded to go up to Currambong to see the school property, spending a day or two there. White describes the fruitage of that visit. "They were much pleased with many features of the place, and after inquiring into our financial situation, brother and sister Lindsay gave us £1,000, $5,000, toward the enterprise. This was accepted with thanksgiving, knowing that it was providential, and especially as it came at a time when we needed some encouragement."
Minus 7WCW, p. 186.
W.C. White averred that the gift was wholly unsolicited on our part, and commented, "They saw our needs, and gave according to the liberality of their hearts." Ibid. 99. Tuesday, January 8, the Wessels family sailed from Australian shores to Tasmania, New Zealand, and points east, seemingly carrying with them very pleasant thoughts. Ibid. 98.